Here's the news from Ellensburg Community Radio. A mass casualty incident exercise will be held from 7:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. today at the Central Washington University campus. Simulated white smoke will be used during the exercise. The event is for training and evaluation purposes. The City Council approved distributing $6,000 in grant funds through the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Commission. Awards of $500 were given to the Ellensburg Bail Fund, Eastside Opportunity Center, Gallery One, and Trout Unlimited. Grants of $1,000 were given to CWU Ethics Lab and Kittitas Environmental Education Network, and a $2,000 grant was awarded to Helen House and Trans Rural Lives. The Commission received $29,610 in grant requests. The Sleep Center meeting with the Ellensburg City Council and the Kittitas County Commissioners on June 13 will not be at the Armory as earlier announced due to technical issues with that meeting space. A new location for the meeting will be announced this week. A $10,000 donation to the Ellensburg Police Department from Jan Lebo on behalf of herself and her late husband Skip was accepted by the City Council. Skip Lebo, who passed away in 2022, served a variety of roles with the police department over his 20-year career. A police department committee will be formed to determine the best use of the donation. The Roslyn Downtown Association Creative Center on West Idaho Avenue hosts a Roslyn Acoustic Jam at 6:30 p.m. today. Bring an instrument and a tune or two to share and make music with your community. All levels are welcome. Every high school in Kittitas County celebrates graduation this week. The Ellensburg Big Picture, formerly Excel, graduation is 5:30 p.m. today in the Armory Building. The Ellensburg High School graduation is 7 p.m. Thursday in Nicholson Pavilion. Thorpe celebrates graduation at 6 p.m. Friday at the Thorpe School. The Easton School graduation is at 11 a.m. Saturday, the Easton School Multipurpose Room. Cleellum Roslyn High School's graduation is at 2 p.m. Saturday in the Walter Strom Middle School Gym. The Kittitas Secondary School graduation is at 7 p.m. Saturday at the secondary school. Dean Nicholson Boulevard will be closed between Wildcat Way and Walnut Street from June 11 to 13 to connect the water line serving the new CWU North Academic Building. The road will be plated and open to vehicles during non-construction hours. Central Washington University holds morning and afternoon graduation ceremonies on Saturday at Tomlinson Stadium. The student speaker at the 9 a.m. ceremony is Maria Cristina Carrillo Espinoza. Rochelle Saucedo Mendoza is speaking at the 2 p.m. ceremony. The morning ceremony is for the College of Arts and Humanities and College of Sciences. The afternoon ceremony is for College of Business, College of Education, and Professional Studies. Tessa Mullenberg will deliver the student address at the CWU Des Moines ceremony in Kent on Sunday. The graduate student's hooding and commencement ceremony is at 6 p.m. Friday at Nicholson Pavilion. And the Fish Open Table lunch is smoked sausage pasta and mixed fruit. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60-plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Cleellum. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Cleellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. Forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 74 degrees. Sunset is at 8:53 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 46 degrees. Winds will be 10 to 20 miles per hour with higher gusts possible. You can find all of this info and more on our website. That's ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.